afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I am classic Pat Francis.
And I'm new Gary Lucy.
And I'm from the streets, Matt Belknap.
if you had that hair in the streets, you'd be a T-Bird.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't say which streets.
That's right. That's true.
Did you guys see?
Is your street a cul-de-sac? Is that where you're from? I'm from the cul-de-sac.
It's a road, actually. It's a rural road. Did you guys see 30 Rock? I guess now it would be 2 weeks ago, where Kenneth... They force Kenneth to lie. He loses his integrity, and he suddenly becomes like a 50s greaser.
And I did not see that. So
that's what I want my hair to look
like. I haven't watched 30 Rock for a while. I forgot that it was back.
Yeah, you got to catch up. It's almost over. Yeah, there's only like two left now, I think.
Oh, man.
I'm like missing it already. It's not even gone.
It's a show I love. I just don't always
see it. It's going out strong, man. I thought it was like a little wobbly for a little while there, but it is just rocking lately. Just so funny.
We better go out strong, Liz Lemon.
Good news, Liz Lemon. Kenneth's hair is back to normal. Like,
I still think that... Tracy Morgan in real life, he probably always called people by their first and last name. Like, he was probably, what'd you write for me this week, Tina Fey? Yeah. And so she just worked that right in there.
Totally. I think everything he does on the show is based on himself.
On him.
Did you see that clip that was going around again recently of like the original version with Rachel Dratch instead of
No, I didn't see the original.
Shane Krakowski.
I don't think I ever watched it. I remember following that as it was happening, because I remember at the time, I mean, I loved Mean Girls, but I was not a big fan of Saturday Night Live during the Tina Fey. I didn't watch that much, but I just sort of soured on the whole SNL thing.
I liked it then.
And so I wasn't sure of her thing. And then when I heard my favorite TV writer maybe ever, Aaron Sorkin, at the time, West Wing and Sports Night, two of my favorite shows, he's doing a show, a one-hour show about the backstage at a late night live show, and Tina Fey's doing a sitcom about the same thing. And I was like, well, I know the Aaron Sorkin one's going to just rock. That is going to be amazing. That's going to be so good. And this 30 Rock, that's not even going to make it out of the gate. And then I seriously, like within 2 weeks, I was like, oh my God, I was completely 100% wrong.
Around that same time, I was remember thinking like, oh, those meddling network executives, you know, why would they, you know, like everybody loved that Dratch and Fey stage show. Why would they get rid of the Dratch part of it? And,
you got to give it up.
They made the right choice.
Krakowski
is a banana.
So good.
Nuts. So good.
And I hated, that's the other thing. I hated Ally McBeal, which is the only thing I ever knew her from. So I was like, this is awful. Like, what a travesty. They're doing everything wrong.
I only knew her from the second Flintstones live action movie. So I was a fan.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
So this is the music podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a couple weeks ago, the season premiere of Girls was on, HBO. Do you watch that, Matt?
Sure.
And at the end, over the end credits, they played a cover of a Springsteen song that I had never heard. And I'm like, what is, and then it wasn't in the credits who it was. So I had to really find it. And I found it. It's a Vampire Weekend, a version of I'm Going Down. Play some of this.
Well, how about that?
We sit in the car outside your house. I can feel the heat coming around. I go to put my arm around you, and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let out one of your both sides, and lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, 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 down. I'm going down, down, down.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, we've talked on Never Not Funny about this is a guy forcing oral sex on his girlfriend in the car.
I'm surprised Lena Dunham didn't play this while like Donald Glover was eating her out. I expect more from you, Lena.
I was surprised to see Donald Glover in there. I didn't know he was going to be on. Yeah. I don't know if I'm buying that relationship yet.
Well, we haven't. There's only been one on. So as we're recording this,
only seen one.
So there was like, she was in two scenes.
But the show was good. I liked Rita Wilson playing Marnie's mom. Yeah. It seemed like a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And by the way, women, if you want to know what you look like when you don't have plastic surgery, you look like Rita Wilson, and you look great.
A beautiful lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Buzz is really building for that Vampire Weekend album that's coming out in a couple months.
Do you like? I'm not familiar with them, to be honest.
I was sort of like...
I know of them.
You know, I didn't like them on principle just because of the rich kids and everything, but mm-hmm. They definitely have their own thing, and yeah, I admire them.
All right, cool.
They're good, yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with.
How many times has this review been written? Vampire Weekend, this sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Such blood.
Yeah, that's tough when you come up with a name and you're like, oh, what are they going to be able to say? Oh, they're going to be able to say we suck, okay.
That is, to me, that is the epitome of the, you know, like, Mad Lib indie band. Or alternative band.
Right, exactly. Naming. Just gotcha. Two words.
When I heard of Vampire Weekend, I was like, it's over. this is like Wolf Copter, which was a show that I don't know if you guys know this.
Oh, right.
Howard Kramer and Chip Pope were pitching for a while.
But did you like that? Did you like that cover?
Yeah, that was cool.
It was fun.
It didn't even really register with me at the end of that episode. I heard it and I was like, oh yeah, that song, but I didn't think about the fact that it was a cover.
Yeah.
So we've talked a few times about bands who will release things on an anachronistic format, like Cheap Trick had that 8-track.
8-track, right.
And
then they could say, well, we have the number one selling 8-track.
Exactly,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, well,
and Japan Droids put out their album on, you know, cassette and everything. And but then Beck trumped everybody with his sheet music album. His latest album is just a collection of sheet music.
Yeah, you have to... play it
you
yourself.
You have to play it yourself.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say reel to reel, but no, this is even worse.
He's gone beyond it.
And I think our reaction at the time was, oh, Beck, you know, just so, but...
His next album is you're just going to get a pen and a tablet.
He's going to come to you. But, so it's Song Reader is what it's called on the McSweeney's label, and it's been out for about a month now. And I gotta say, it is a triumph. Like, my hat's off to this guy. It is like I've.
Now, what are you basing that on?
Can I read a little bit of this?
So you bought the sheet music and you read music and you know.
No, I didn't. But I went to YouTube and you know, seeing what everybody else was coming up with, and like I haven't been as engaged with his music in so long. Like, because I'd hear somebody's version of a song, like, you know, take that as my bass line, and then like hear another. Oh, that's not what it sounds like. So I strung together a little mashup of one for you here. This is a song called Old Shanghai.
Okay.
And first we're going to hear a gal on just like a solo ukulele, so you kind of hear the melody. Her name is Ali Rapetti. And then it's going to go into the staff of the New Yorker magazine who got together their parlor instruments. And that's and then it'll go into this group called Contramano, which is a little more electronic-y. But this is Old Shanghai. See what you think.
All right.
When you're walking in old Shanghai, lanterns under the night sky, see the moon begin to rise just like it did back home. Old men smoking in cafes, junk boats floating in the bay. Think of me while you're away in old Shanghai. With no ties, with no plans, the last dollar in your hands. Take a picture and send it.
That is pretty neat.
So wait, the second one was the New Yorker staff?
Yeah, exactly.
So they just have tin cans instead of microphones?
I think so. It's very poorly recorded.
It's
so
crazy.
Do you think this year Beck is going to actually release the recorded version of these songs?
I don't know. I hadn't heard of plans for that, but I'd definitely be interested in seeing him live and seeing like what he... Like, you know, the real version.
That's a good point. Right. Yeah. Like, I guess if he's in concert, you will hear the songs from him for the first time. That's kind of crazy.
It's kind of weird.
But
cool. on that level, it's kind of cool. I think it's incredibly pretentious otherwise.
But bump around on YouTube, put in Beck Song Reader, and yeah, just pick out a few of the titles that look interesting and see what people come up with.
That's cool.
Yes. Yeah. One more business. Voicemails.
330-81 rocks if you want to hear yourself.
Voicemail. We've got voicemails from Richard Rocks' favorite song of 2012.
Oh, no, it was 2013. That's still the best thing we've ever done on the show is play Richard Marx's favorite song of 2013.
Exactly.
All right. This is voicemails.
Hey guys, this is Tom Dean. Love the show. Had an idea for the next show or upcoming show involving railroads, and it could be called, wait for it, Train Tracks. Woo-hoo!
Hey guys, Jeff from San Jose. Big, big fan. Hands down, my favorite new podcast.
Yeah.
Especially love the 80s and 90s one-hit wonders you guys have unearthed, including the Members and Whale. Look forward to hearing maybe a little God Lives Underwater, Honeymoon Suite, Trippin' Daisies, or Billy Thorpe on some future shows, just maybe.
I got a girl who blames it on her period. I got a girl, she is so right. I got a girl, she's mine. I got a girl, well, I know, and I need, and I feel we're coming higher and higher. Well, I know, well, I need, and I feel we're going higher and higher.
Hey, this is Andrew from Boston. I'll keep this short because it's the only way I'll get on the show now. Love you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. Pat, keep playing Kiss and Cheap Trick. Gary, keep playing obscure songs. And Matt, keep doing what you're doing. Be regular Joe. Okay, make a small request before I go. Please play Snowblind by Black Sabbath off of Black Sabbath Volume 4. And thank you very much.
All right, we're going to do a number now of our Volume 4 album. The number entitled Snowblind.
It's such a random and yet sincere request.
Yeah.
I don't know what brought that on, but...
And you went with a live version of it, not the one he requested.
Had to oblige. Well, just because Ozzy reiterates, like...
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, there's a number called Snowblind.
What was his name from Boston?
He was from Boston. I forget.
Was it Gary?
Andy?
Maybe? Andy?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to go, hey, I'm from Boston. You guys are a bunch of faggots. How do you like them apples? That's what I thought he was going to say.
Hey, Quias.
Yeah.
You're not better than me. That was one of the best things on the Golden Globes.
Yes, that was good. Who said that to Ben Affleck?
That was Tina Fey.
Poehler.
Oh, it's Poehler. Yeah, right. She's from Boston.
That's
too.
Great.
Keep being a regular Joe.
Being a regular Joe.
Okay. Make a small request before I go.
I think it was Andy from Boston.
Gary, keep playing this.
There we go.
Hey, this is Andrew from
Boston. Andrew. But, right. And the middle guy, Jeff from San Jose, he also put in a plug for Bob Mould, his album of the year. And that Tripping Daisy song, I always like to point out that. The leader of Tripping Daisy, Tim DeLofter, also the leader of Polyphonic Spree, the 23-piece vocal ensemble. It's,
interesting.
Anyway, so thanks for calling 330-81-ROCKS. Keep them coming.
Okay, I got one more thing. I just want to say we had a lot of nice feedback from the Michael DeBar episode.
Yeah.
And we are, I'm working hard to get more guests in here, and I just do want to say, I'm not going to say who it is, but we have someone confirmed who will be in the studio in February. I'll give you a hint. He's had albums that were produced by Steve Lillywhite, Mitchell Froom, and Ed Stasium.
Oh.
So if you guess it, don't post it. But that person will be in the studio in February.
Speaking of Michael DeBar, we got a lot of good feedback on the episode, and Pat's getting a lot of good feedback on reposting his Facebook messages on my wall.
Michael DeBar is like a Zen master.
Yeah. He is the best Facebooker of all time.
Yeah, definitely sign up for him.
So awesome.
The world is open. Jump into it. I mean, just like stuff that I could never write.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
The most positive dude ever.
Yeah, he is.
Who also mentioned like getting in fistfights and like, threatening people.
Without giving anything away, was there any movement on our San Francisco guest?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting to hear.
Oh, okay,
to hear. But I think it's.
Can we? As Gary would say, billboard that we're going to be in San Francisco with Never Not Funny and right now. So go check those shows out if they haven't already happened February 8th and 9th.
And we're,
sfsketchfest.com for tickets. But we're doing a Rock Solid episode.
Yeah, we're going to be there. So we're going to lay down a San Francisco version, and we're working on getting a guest for that. Gary's working on it, and I'm working on it, and whoever's guest comes through is one left.
And if you can find the hotel conference room we're recording in, yeah, you can be our audience.
Yeah, you can be our audience.
My guy's interested, but you asked your guy first, so I'm waiting to hear about your guy.
And my guy is interested. I'm hoping to hear back this week, get a confirmation.
Awesome. And I'll be on the Jimmy Pardo Needs Jokes.
Yes, that's right.
So check your SF Sketch Fest.
Yeah, we call it Right Now now.
But, oh, Right Now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's why I said, but every time you say Right Now, it doesn't sound like you're saying the name of something. It just sounds like you're randomly plugging a time period.
I'm so embarrassed.
Right Now.
Friday night. I think that concludes new business.
So let's jump into the topic.
Let's.
And I'm going to, for my first song, I'm going to have you play my cut 7 first.
Pat chose this.
Way to go. I already queued the other one up.
Sorry.
Pat chose this number. And maybe like the more astute among you might have guessed it already what the theme is. But why don't you.
I call this Attack the Block.
Attack the Block.
And these are going to be songs that have street, boulevard, drive, avenue, and whatnot.
Court, terrace.
Court. Oh, I didn't think of those. So this is good. And I'm going to start off with a fella from Detroit. And he's got a Silver Bullet Band behind him.
Oh, Kid Rock.
And this is a song called Main Street.
He is way down there on the fretboard.
I know.
I remember standing on a corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up.
He always sounded like the age he is now.
I know.
Look at this album, girl. Look at the picture. It doesn't look like that guy is singing.
No. Oh, Night Moves, man. He's a badass.
Yeah, it looks like Lemmy.
Love to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat. Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
Now, song's about a stripper.
Yes, yes.
Just so you know.
That's get the strippers off Main Street. That's not where they belong.
That's not where they belong. Clean up that town. Yeah. And what's funny is, Matt, Night Moves, that's his 9th studio album.
Yeah.
It's his 9th studio album. Crazy. So yeah, who knows? How old is Bob Seger right now? That's the first time I've ever played Bob Seger, I think, on the show. He's 67.
Yeah.
67.
The right older now. I get, the more sense Bob Seger makes. Like I said before, say it again.
I wonder if Slash has ever credited that guitar sound as one of his influences. That sounds very slashy.
Very slashy.
That'd be great for him to sit in on that sometime when Seger comes through town.
I think he's going on a big tour.
I think Kid Rock's opening for him on a couple of dates.
All right, excellent.
Kid Rock is like Kid Rock and the Twisted Trucker Band. I don't know what that. I don't get Kid Rock myself.
This topic for me was like, it was like when you go to like an awesome buffet and it's, you're just looking around, you're just overwhelmed by all the choices, and then you get back to your table and you're like, what? Why did I pick these?
That's happened to me on the show many times.
I don't like any of this stuff, but these are some good songs, but then like I thought of some other ones. But,
okay, cool.
We'll kick it off with the great collaboration between James Mercer from The Shins and Danger Mouse, the great producer. They call themselves Broken Bells, and we'll hear a little of The High Road on Rock Solid. A little bit of this fade out thing. I love this part.
It's too late to change your mind. You let love be your guide.
Lovely. I guess they're working on a second album, so that's exciting.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even look up Road.
Oh, really?
When I was doing this. I, that
oh,
just,
wow.
That just. I don't know why.
Interesting.
I just didn't look up Rhodes. So I missed out. I could have played Thunder Road.
You could have played that. That song is 3 years old now. Can you believe that?
No.
That's
Thunder Road is? Thunder.
No.
That's amazing. Like,
that's amazing. It sounds so fresh.
38 years old is Thunder Road.
So I do have other you know, things, but this is another street song.
Okay.
This is from the Love Sexy CD by Prince. I was reading on Wikipedia. On the CD, the album plays as one track.
Oh, wow.
Which, that's not fun.
That's annoying.
But yeah. That's very annoying.
Remember when Madonna did that she put out a dance album and she put out two versions. One was just all one continuous thing. And the other one was broken up.
There's a Don Rickles, his comedy CD, Hello Dummy, is all one track. And I don't,
it's
so
also,
good.
It's like 32 minutes long, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like the shortest, like, set headliner set. what? You're done? You're done?
Vegas set.
But then again, he was mostly probably opening for Sinatra.
Exactly. And he had to get Frank's permission to even put that in.
Right.
So this is Alphabet Street.
One of the most uncomfortable album covers of all time. Yep.
Big crazy phallic flower.
Yep.
Prince is
covering
posing
his breast.
Nude like a woman.
Yeah,
poses
he is.
Nude on a bunch of giant flowers. Here we go.
I'm going down to Alphabet Street. I'm gonna crawl. First girl that I meet, I'm gonna talk so sexy. She want me from my head to my feet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, she will. Yeah, 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 yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
I love that. Now, is Love Sexy the one that came out before the Black Album or instead of the Black Album?
Love Sexy, I can tell you that it's after Sign of the Times and before Batman soundtrack.
Oh, okay. So that's...
So it's, it's 88.
So if you're wondering, if you're a big Bat Dance fan, you're wondering...
Who isn't?
What got in here? That's cool. That's... You know, I was saying, I'd like to see this video. I love when he dances around. He doesn't have his videos on YouTube, Prince.
Oh,
that
weird.
Guy controls the world. If he doesn't want it, it's not there.
Yeah.
If you upload it illegally, he will carve your screen name onto his face.
Yeah.
He has adult net written across his forehead. Call back two shows ago.
I only have songs called The High Road. That's what
I thought you were going to play these back to back, actually.
Oh, I should have. This is from the Feelies' second album. Their long-awaited second album.
The Philadelphia Feelies?
This is the Philadelphia Feelies.
By the way, can I say something? That's the worst name in baseball.
Yeah, the Phillies.
Phillies.
Yeah.
That'd be
very
like the Pittsburgh Pitsies. Or, you know, just pick any city.
The Pitsies.
I mean, it's terrible.
I wonder if Philly is if that's something beyond just a shortening, a nickname.
You put it together.
It's a girl horse.
Awful.
Oh, well, that's
the fair, Oakland,
but they don't spell
the
it that
Oakland
way.
Okies. Okay, go ahead, Gary. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. This is the Phillies from Hoboken, nearby. Philadelphia, kind of, and
they're not better than me.
It's the High Road. Yeah, let the strumming wash over you here.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thanks. Oh, like
I love seeing the Feelies in concert because, you know, like when they take a break, the Feely fanatic comes out.
that is a lot of fun. That is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I saw the San Diego Sandies and their chicken ran out on the field. It was crazy.
You could see the Feelies perform live in the movie Something Wild.
Oh, wow.
Something Wild with directed by Jonathan Demme.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a topless
Melanie Griffith.
Yeah. And a put upon Jeff Daniels.
And a Crazy Ray Liotta.
Crazy Ray Liotta. Typecast.
Yeah. they're the band at the prom. And you know what band I was surprised to see? We watched Kingpin last night.
Okay.
Me and Preston. And,
I like Kingpin.
And Urge Overkill sings the national anthem at the big bowling.
Yeah,
the
Fairly Brothers always have interesting music.
Yeah, they do.
Cool music, yeah.
Jonathan Richman, right, is in.
He's in that movie too.
I think they have one of their soundtracks is all Steely Dan songs done by like rock people.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
They also,
I could be wrong,
because they're from the Boston area. They're Providence, really, but they're from that area of the country. They always give Ellis Paul some play, which is nice. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about them being from Boston. They're not better than us. let's go. Gary, I told Matt this. I did not tell you this. In about 10 minutes or so, my daughters are going to be in here.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm going to not swear after that.
Good idea.
Or say anything
and
bad.
So we'll have to swear extra just to cover that.
They'll just grab their faces like, oh, my God. But this is, let's go to New York from the album New York by the vocally challenged Lou Reed. Yes. This is Dirty Boulevard.
I always have to mention his voice. Out of the Wilshire Hotel. No one would notice if you didn't say it.
You'd notice.
The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet.
Well, he hasn't started singing yet. He's just talking.
Oh, no, he's singing.
He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run. Their coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man. But that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's going to end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard.
Nice.
The music sounds so good, and then it's about Pedro wanting to. He has dreams. Pedro has dreams. He wants
dreams
to grow
of being
up and
older.
Kill his dad.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna kill his him. Dad's beating them all with a wire hanger.
Yeah,
it's Dirty Boulevard. So filthy on that boulevard.
So, every street song seems to be negative. Like, it's all bad. Everything bad is happening on these streets.
You're right so far. I think maybe it is. Well, let's find out what happens as the show progresses.
This is kind of a more upbeat street in New York. This is, you were mentioning how Bob Seger had like 9 albums before.
Yeah.
This guy, like, seemed to break on the scene in 81, but with the breakup song. And then Jeopardy, but he had like 5 albums.
Yeah. Greg Kinn.
Yes, and I had every single one of them. There, I love Greg Kinn so much.
From your neck of the woods.
Yeah, exactly. In the Bay Area there, and he had this is like, I think it's his second album where he has the Kabuki makeup on.
Yeah. It's called. Is it just? Kinn again.
I think it's Kinn again, and this is like kind of a first person story of like a Don Draper kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
But it's not exactly like a well-studied thing. It's not like Barbara Ehrenreich, immersive journalism. It's kind of like, I wonder what an ad man does. And he just kind of makes it up. But but it's called Madison Avenue Man, some sensuous cowbell in this. Listen to
all
this.
All right.
Greg Kinn, the rock seller. This is going to be about 1:20. It's a little bit long.
Sorry, I wasn't noticing.
Oh, sorry.
That sounded good,
though. No. That's fine. Oh. I was just saying, like, this might go on a little bit
longer. I thought you wanted to cue it.
Oh, it's going
to
play. It's going to play for 1:20.
Yeah.
Huh? There it is. Hello.
I make several stops. I keep the conversation in my pattern light. I hit the elevator. Oh, I feel all right. I check the numbers first. And I'm right on time. I watch the traffic jam in a perfect line. Oh, the city may burn, but I'll keep my cool. I'm the best of days. I've been to school on the Madison Avenue.
Not shy to use that cowbell.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's kind of cool. Nice. Yeah. So that's
And that is from Kinn again, and that is on iTunes. They're slowly rolling out the Greg Kinn catalog on iTunes. So
let rejoice. They finally they have a chance to hear those albums.
All right, I am gonna go. I've had 2 streets. I've had a boulevard. Mm-hmm. Got to go for a drive. This is an amazing album called Long Line. This is Peter Wolf. This is called Riverside Drive.
by myself down Riverside Drive. Got a cool breeze blowing from the Jersey side. Watching the lights from the Palisades. Got the city buzzing around me like a serenade. Long time since I walked here last. Funny how the years go by so fast. Whatever happened to you and me is now just a photo and a memory. Every step is a memory. Fly by so easily. Moment to moment, it's plain to see. The time don't need nobody. Outside of love. Outside of love. Outside of love again tonight.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, he's from the Boston area, isn't that right?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I don't care if he is from there or not, he's not better than us. Right, Matt?
It's true. Yeah, I think he's from Carlisle, Mass., which is right next door to where I went to
high school.
Yeah.
Still lives in an apartment, used to live in the same building as my my stepfather-in-law.
I should look that up. I'm probably wrong about that.
I don't think you're going to find out online if he lived in the same building as my stepfather.
You never know.
I mean, the part about Carlisle. He might actually be from Concord.
You can look it up, but I doubt it's going to be there.
You're not better than me.
I had my doubts when that started with the rapping there. It kind of reminded me of like Joe Pesci's rapping style.
I was a little worried.
But then it got cooking. Yeah, he's walking down the street. Soulful. I love it.
I think that's the only time he says Riverside Drive right in the beginning.
He was born in the Bronx, New York, so.
Oh, but that.
Well, then, we're better than him.
We're definitely better than him, then.
Go ahead.
This is a guy that Matt just mentioned a second ago. Greg Kinn's Berserkly Records label mate, the home of the hits. that was their slug line, the home of the hits.
The home of the hits. We have three hits.
Yeah. And this is probably the most classic song to ever come out of there from 1976. Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, Roadrunner.
One, two, three, four, five, six. With the radio on, I'm in love with Massachusetts and the neon when it's cold outside and the highway when it's late at night. Got the radio on, I'm like a roadrunner. All right.
Now, when you talk about the Modern Lovers, I always forget the fourth guy, because it's Jonathan Richman, it's Jerry Harrison from Talking Heads,
yeah.
And David Robinson from The Cars on drums, but I always forget who that fourth guy is. And
who is it?
I don't know. What if it was like Bruce Springsteen or something like that? I don't know, whatever.
I'm more familiar with Joan Jett's version of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people have covered this. She had a great one. Sex Pistols used to... do it today was on that great Rock and Roll Swindle album.
So let's find out who's in the Modern Lovers here. I got Jonathan Richman. Sure. See, it has a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Yeah, maybe that first album lineup. Okay, you know what? I will, that's on me.
I'm going to tell you right now, Gary. I'm not going to let this go. Okay. You should tell me who the person. Jonathan Richman, Jerry Harrison, David Robinson, and Ernie Brooks.
Ernie Brooks, of course.
The great Ernie Brooks.
Yes, Brooksy.
I did not know that David Robinson was in another band before The Cars.
How about that? Yeah, sure.
I had no idea.
He must have been in some, The Renegades or something like that, some kind of, anyway.
Jay Giles Band is credited as coming from Worcester.
That's Worcester.
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester. $1.95, pal.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. Where's your Massachusetts brogue? Did you work hard? Did you take elevation?
The accent doesn't travel as far west as I grew up.
Oh, I see.
Matt's educated. You're educated. Faint.
Yeah, and that's true, actually. Private school kids, even in Cambridge and everything. Like, Ben Affleck doesn't actually have that accent.
No. They can imitate it.
Yeah,
because they remember it from getting their asses kicked.
Right, exactly.
They remember hearing it in nightmares. look, Matt Damon's not Jason Bourne. He got his ass kicked when he was in school.
Precisely. Oh,
yeah. So, he's a sensitive artist.
That's right. Okay, so this next band, you would probably think that this is like one of my favorite bands because of the music I play, but I don't really like this band that much.
Thanks for playing them.
They kind of stink.
Oh, okay.
I think. But they have like a handful of songs that I enjoy. And I couldn't not play Sentimental Street.
Oh.
By Night Ranger.
Sure.
Still I noticed you. Thank you.
That's sung by the drummer, Kelly Keegi.
Oh, that was tough.
That was rough.
God. Yeah, that is, isn't it? Even that's like one of their best songs, and it's tough.
I was going to say, like, maybe he should have recorded the drum separately from the vocal, because the drumming was struggling. Like,
so I know.
The beat is just wrong.
I know.
It, like, doesn't, it sounds like it needs to, like, go
and
forward,
you know,
more.
Say what you want about Loverboy, I find them to be much more listenable than Night Ranger. And what a terrible band name. Night Ranger is just awful. It's awful, right?
Well, I mean, if you're into D&D, maybe it's kind of cool sounding. Like,
I guess.
Like, I roll a 15, my Night Ranger slays the dragon.
Awesome. Well, I... There is a subgenre of country music of truckin' songs.
Uh-oh.
And this is the quintessential truckin' song. And this is like the real version of it where he's talking about popping amphetamines to like stay awake. It's from 1963, written by a guy named Earl Green and Peanut Montgomery. So you know it's authentic. It's Dave Dudley and 6 Days on the Road.
Dave Dudley.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
One more verse.
Here. Oh, God.
I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. Taking little white pills in my eyes, I open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Yes. All right.
Gary, when you see a CD in the garbage can, do not take it out. Just leave it there.
Leave it there under the Night Ranger.
Yeah.
Come on, that's classic.
6 days on the road and I'm going. It's almost like when I hear someone sing like that, it's almost like, well, anyone can sing like that, right?
Yeah. You would think, but, you know.
Most people realize you don't want to.
In subsequent versions, they changed the white pills to white lines.
They
got a little money from their long-haul trucking.
Exactly. Watching them on the road, not those kind of white lines.
Maybe they were just grinding up the pills.
Yeah, maybe they were just grinding up the pills.
Stomach couldn't take it anymore. this next artist, I don't think I've ever played him before in his famous band or solo, but I'm going to play him solo now. This is Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats.
Oh.
I never really liked the Stray Cats, but I really liked his first solo album, which is called The Knife Feels Like Justice.
Yeah.
And this song is called Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Sure, you know
what's weird about the Stray Cats is they get their dinner from the same place Gary gets his music.
There you go.
Yeah.
You bring that. Bring that.
Starts feeling a tremble in my head. So I want to get up and go to work each day. Come back home on my knees and pray. On the boulevard of broken dreams.
Now, I want to let people in on a little eBay tip.
Yes.
If you're looking for a CD
and
you can't find it to download it, to steal it, it's out of print.
Right.
And if you go on eBay, they're selling it for like $50, $60, $70 for a copy. Mm. Just email that person that's selling it and say, hey, would you burn me a copy of this for $15 or $20?
Oh.
And they'll do it, because that's where I got this. I've done it many times.
Good for you.
And the people are like, yeah, I'll do that.
Shadow economy.
So,
it seems like you're paying too much for a burned copy of something.
Well, I don't know. If they're selling it for $70, I always try to think, what would they... These are like, if it was in my price range, I would just buy what they're selling.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm talking when they're selling it for like $70, $80.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. But, you know, so they're...
Put that shit on iTunes. What the fuck?
I know. I don't know why. I think this is on iTunes now, but at the time it was not.
Yeah, there was that weird period where things were hard to get. Yeah. That was
And some stuff still is. It's weird, but
I'm glad that he found his niche back in like that. Well, big band music. Yeah. It's like, yeah, as soon as the Stray Cats were done, and he like went bolo tie shopping, and he had that album of like Americana things.
Exactly,
but it was okay.
Some good stuff.
I like that stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's not like necessarily my cup of tea, but I'll listen to that. Like it's catchy. He does it well. He does it very well.
I wonder if the Stray Cats will ever throw it together and do a little club tour. Why not? Right.
Why not? Yeah, I wonder what's holding that, like if they don't get along or something.
He can just do all those songs. Like he doesn't need that.
That's true too. But don't you want to see your drummer stand up?
I waited on Slim Jim Phantom when I worked at Book Soup. Prince of a guy. Very sweet.
Oh, really?
So I think Lee Rocker is the problem.
Wasn't Slim Jim Phantom married to Britt Eklund or something?
Oh,
didn't he date
I think you're
her
right. You're very,
after
you're
Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
She went young?
Cougar Town. That's where he lives.
Gary's. I only got two more. What do you got? How many you got?
I got four.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm three or four.
Should have played those High Roads back to back.
That was the problem.
I think my kids are going to walk in any minute.
Okay, this is good. We'll move this. Oh, then you know what? I'm going to skip this. I'm going to skip Fiery Furnaces because it was like the Nine Ranger thing. Like, oh, yeah, I don't like them.
Okay.
You know, it's like, yeah, all right. I like them, but I don't like them.
Yeah. I mean, you were supposed to.
Yeah, like, exactly. But this is a great Gamblin' Huff tune from 67, Soul Survivors, and it's called Expressway to Your Heart. And I'll have jokes afterwards.
Oh, yeah, the Blues Brothers covered this.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. For a long time, cause constantly.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way.
So 1987, me and my roommate and a good friend, we both worked at the Santa Clara County Courthouse, and we would drive in this van around together and picking up, you know, records at all these courts, and we'd listen to the oldies radio, and whenever this song came on, we would say, you were loving an affection, now you won't look at my erection. So that was a long way to go.
Well, now, I brought up the Blues Brothers, so because you got to hear when Elwood comes in with that, I go tired of the road.
Oh, okay, I never heard this.
Here's the Blues Brothers.
I've been trying to get to you for a long time. Very faithful.
Yeah. Cause constantly you've been on my mind. I was thinking about a shortcut that I could take. But I found I made a mistake. Elwood. I was wrong. Oh no, here he comes. It took too long. I got caught in a rush hour. Now I started to shower you with a lot of affection. Now you won't know my direction. On the expressway to your heart.
Sounds like it's okay. Like Little Sam and Dave, Little Righteous Brothers with like on a bed of hot town somewhere in the city.
I mean, the Blues Brothers were smart, man. They had an amazing band
behind
those
guys. Like the greatest band ever assembled.
Yeah. It's
unbelievable.
And, that's what you can do when you're...
Belushi could do that.
Yeah.
Like he had the right energy and attitude, even if he's not like an amazing singer.
It's like the Jack Black of his time. Well, Jack Black.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good analogy.
Yeah, it is. Even though I do think Jack Black has legitimate singing skill.
Yeah,
I don't know, operatic
heavy metal voice. Yeah,
I wonder if they ever do a real Belushi biopic.
Oh,
that would be a good casting, maybe. Or Jim. Maybe Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi biopic.
Does that really need to happen, though? I don't think we need to.
One of my favorite Andy Kindler jokes about Jim Belushi is, who died and made him famous?
Boom.
All right. This is a Billy Joel song. It's I'm really playing this because Billy Joel goes on record as saying he would write 10 songs and they would record 10 songs and that was it. He doesn't have any unreleased stuff that was recorded. But he did have a B-side from the Nylon Curtain CD or album called Elvis Presley Boulevard. And so this I'm playing more as an oddity for Billy Joel fans, if there's any.
I took a ride with my baby by my side. And the Elvis Presley Boulevard, where all the faithful cried. And I saw that silent mansion, and I knew that I was plastic souvenirs of Elvis on the cross.
How about that? Never heard that before.
Yep. I'm sure no one has. But that's, you know, Nylon Curtain's 9 songs, and obviously this might have been the 10th, but thematically I don't know if it goes with that album either, but that's okay.
Nice. Elvis, if there was like a Linens and Things on Elvis Presley Boulevard,
right? Exactly.
Get a Nylon Curtain. That would be the place.
Exactly.
This is one that we somehow missed on our Todd Rundgren special.
Ooh.
This is Todd in a playful mood. He wanted to write a protest song about bad drivers, so he goes from the first person of a Matt's gonna hate so much from the first person of a bad driver,
uh-huh.
and he does it in a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta style.
Oh, is this the Emperor of the Highway?
Emperor of the Highway.
Excellent.
On Rock Solid.
It's my favorite Rundgren album.
I am the emperor of the highway.
Wait, is this from Les Mis?
I never indicate my intentions. I can stop and go and turn just as I please. For I am the emperor of the highway.
So that's good. He talks about people not signaling and...
That is seriously what... Les Mis sounded like
that's
to
what
me.
It sounded like to you the whole time.
Like the, you know, the guy who leads the revolution. That's what his voice sounds like.
Very nice. Thank you, honey.
Pat's daughters just show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, my daughters are here, Sarah and Rita.
Sarah Lynn has
clean it
hi,
up.
Girls. Do you want to yell hello?
Louder.
Hat and leather jacket over there.
And Rita, can I put you on the spot?
Rocking.
Do you want to come over and sing any Adele into the microphone?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She doesn't want to. Okay.
Man, I thought we were getting Adele.
Well,
dude, we're not getting a
we're
down.
Not getting a down. She's not doing our podcast. So the last song I'm going to play, this is I don't think anyone's probably heard this song. This is from Tom Petty's box set called Playback, where he just it's one of those box sets. It's got 6 CDs. First 3 are like all the hits and
are
stuff.
Are you just trying to write off all your box sets by using them?
Yeah, seriously.
And the other 3 CDs are everything's unreleased. And
oh, okay.
This is a song called Depot Street. And this is a great tune.
I live on the west side by the county reservoir, and she lives down on Depot Street behind the city hall. Behind the city hall. My father's name is McIntosh, my mother's name is Pearl.
That's fun, right?
That's neat. Which era do you suppose that hails from?
Oh, boy. I would have to check. I don't know. I would have to
sounds
actually...
Sounds old. It sounds early.
Yeah, I would say probably Hard Promises or something like that.
I'll look while you continue.
Okay. My last song is... got to go back to Magnetic Fields, the great triple album, 69 Love Songs Up Top, My Brother. And this was, for the longest time, this was my favorite of the 69, but now, you know, it's like still in the top 5 probably, but it's When My Boy Walks Down the Street on Rock Solid. Nice.
I have an update on Depot Street.
Yes.
That was the only single released by Mudcrutch.
Oh.
His first band. So that's from 1975.
Yeah. Early
look,
as
look
a
at
kiss.
This. I actually have a picture of this single right
whoa.
Here. I'll post this on the Rock Solid
that's
board
cool.
when this episode goes up. It's a promotional copy of the single Depot Street written by Thomas Petty.
That is rock history right
now. Now, if you emailed the guy who posted that picture, do you think he would make a copy of that for you?
A copy of the picture? Yeah. If I offered him $20, I think he would. Rita, do you want to come over here and sing any Adele? Do you want to sing Skyfall? Do you want to?
You can do
come
it.
Come on over.
All right.
Awesome. A cappella.
Nice. I'm going to put these on, and then you'll be able to hear yourself.
Yeah. This is exciting. What's finally, somebody could sing in this place.
So this is the end.
Let the sky fall, let it crumble. We will stand tall and face it all together at skyfall. Let the sky fall, let it crumble. We will stand tall.
You worked it out, dog. Yes, you did your thing.
Good job.
That was awesome.
Did you like hearing yourself in the headphones?
Nice.
If you did, you were the first. Because most people hate hearing their own voice.
Like, oh,
that's,
I know.
When you did that, I was like, oh, that's just going to make her hate it. Like, that's, it makes, like, at least your mom even is always saying,
oh, yeah, Pilar doesn't like to wear the headphones.
She will not wear headphones.
Did that? Did you mind wearing the headphones, or was that cool hearing yourself? You did. Me too.
There you go.
You're
pro.
Right with me.
That's a pro.
Well, that's our show.
Yeah, yeah. I got nothing.
I got something.
But please do...
Yeah. He's got to play out.
Please do let us know of the many street songs we've forgotten. We'll try and play some...
I'm sure there's tons.
...next time or the week after that, depending on when I download them. 330-81-ROCKS. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Please write a review on iTunes if you like it. And tell somebody how much you love ROCKS.
Also, and also come see us if you're in San Francisco.
Yes. Yeah.
Come see us at the San Francisco Sketch Fest. You'll be able to see me and Matt on
February 9th
at Never Not Funny. You'll be able to see Gary and Jimmy and Danielle Koenig and Lori Kilmartin.
Yeah.
Lori Kilmartin. I think Josh Comers is going to be on the writer's panel.
And that's January 8th,
February
Friday
8th. Yeah, Friday night.
February 8th. I'm sorry.
Jeez. Right now.
Right now. Hey. All right.
So, Matt, you got a play out song?
Yeah, this is, we've been to a lot of streets today. We've been, down a lot of roads.
Yeah.
This is a famous, one of the most famous streets in rap history, I would think. This is one of the first songs that got me into rap music because it was on a soundtrack to a movie. It is the title track from this movie, and this movie kind of brought hip hop to the outside world a little bit, and this is
Crush Groove, right?
Beat Street
King of the Beat. This is Melly Mel and the Furious Five.
Awesome.
Rock solid.
A lesson too, because you can't let the streets beat you. Well, a picture can express 1,000 words to describe all the beauty of life you give. And if the world was yours to do over, I know you'd paint a better place to live.